Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
You ready?
Here we go.
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey! Let's go.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Time once again to destroy a happy relationship.
Oh. We'll get this side and that side. We'll get on straight. It's the Slacker Show's great mate debate.
What's happening, Hack?
There's a lovely couple on the phone today, Caleb and Sarah, and... do you guys know what you're doing for New Year's? Because we get to help them decide what they're doing.
Oh, fun. We're good at plans. Sarah won the toss. She goes first. Sarah?
Yay.
What's going on?
So one of my best friends, Megan, she has a fancy big girl job, and she gets to travel to Paris for work.
Wow.
And she invited me to go with her for New Year's Eve.
Hell yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Paris?
Doesn't the Eiffel Tower sparkle at midnight? Well, I guess it does that every night.
Oh, it's like the top of every hour or something.
Something on New Year's.
But do they do something else?
Well, every night they do. There might be something special for New Year's.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's a huge thing. Like, we get to celebrate at the Ritz in Paris.
My gosh.
What?
Full course meals, a champagne bar, like, incredible views. It's insane.
Is she a celebrity or something? Yeah. Or like an influencer or something? Like those parties you don't just get into. You have to be.
She's in marketing.
Oh. For the Ritz, maybe.
What?
Interesting.
Okay.
That's awesome.
It's like insane. It's something out of like, seriously, like a movie. Like getting to live the high life. I've never gotten to celebrate New Year's Eve like that. I've never been to Paris.
Wow. I mean, and she's not bringing. She can only bring one person?
Well, that's
so, and she wants you
problem.
To come.
That's so cool.
She's inviting me, and I will be sad to not be spending New Year's with, you know, my boyfriend, with Caleb, but I mean, this is like a once in a lifetime thing, you know?
Yeah.
And
God, Erica, you just keep going, yeah.
Because Paris for New Year's Eve sounds amazing.
Please. Yes.
As someone who hated Paris, I'd go.
Oh. You wouldn't hate it.
Please try not to take this wrong, but you're probably one of the most codependent people I've ever met.
I literally was thinking, but it would be a bummer if Dane went and I didn't.
Mm. You're second only to me, so I'm insulting you, but insulting me. Like, I am also codependent.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I think it's wild that you're like, oh my God, yeah, totally just your man.
But no, I didn't say that at all. We haven't even gone
to
him.
You just keep saying, yeah, oh,
because
yeah,
does
yeah.
it not sound amazing?
It does for a single person.
Yeah. We haven't even.
Okay.
Sounds crowded to me.
Oh my God, Hack. I don't know that you get to sound off on it at all because you just want to be home. In fact, if you don't want to be a part of this, head on home, buddy.
Are you serious?
Caleb.
Hi.
Oh, buddy.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Are you okay?
Yeah. Well, to be honest, I've been better.
Okay, so I don't want to come at you from a place of animosity, but to try to like steel man her argument, do you see how incredible this opportunity is or no?
Yeah, sure. I mean, it sounds amazing, but as you said, for a single person, but look, I mean, we have a tradition where we, you know, the New Year's kiss, and we've done it for years, and I don't know. I just can't imagine not being together. It would be the first time.
Yeah, I do get that.
Do you? Yeah. Is it just the kiss that you're going to miss, or do you do other? Do you say like, oh, these are our resolutions, or like, do you do other thing? I mean,
yeah, it's a time where we kind of just set, I guess, our intentions for the new year, and I don't know. It just feels wrong to be ending the year being away from each other. It just I don't know. It's just not cool.
I mean, if she went to Paris on a random Tuesday, you'd be cool.
I guess, but I mean, this is New Year's, right? I mean, everyone's going to be looking for someone to kiss, and we know that Paris is a city of love, and I don't know, what if some handsome French man approaches you, her, and
French man. I would also have that fear.
Yeah.
And it sounds like her friend is single.
Right.
Too. So, I mean, otherwise she wouldn't be bringing Sarah.
Yeah, she'd be bringing. You know,
yeah.
Sometimes that just means Sarah gets to be a great wingwoman.
Yeah.
And go, and then 2 days later I fly home to my
Sarah,
boyfriend.
What happens at midnight in Paris?
In Paris?
Yeah, I mean, what do you think? Do you understand Caleb's reservation about this? Like
about the 10, handsome 9, French
and it's
man.
Like people just start kind of like,
finding
I have been at
other.
New Year's Eve parties, and somebody comes up and lays one on you, and you're just like, oh, well, whatever.
No, that's not how I'm going to react, and I'm going to high-five Megan. We're going to, like, scream. It's a girl's trip. It's not about that. Like, I don't need to have a kiss.
With the Eiffel Tower sparkling in the background and a champagne bar at the Ritz.
And you look at your best friend and go, this is the craziest thing we've ever gotten to do together. This is so cool.
Exactly. It's about, like, celebrating with my friend. Like,
you never got caught up in it?
Not
my
boyfriend.
Yeah. No, but I would hate to go somewhere that I haven't been before, especially the city of love, without my significant other.
Thank you.
Let me jump in with a phone number, 303-222-5423. You can text or call. I have never done what I'm about to do. You are not allowed to call and say that Caleb is insecure.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause that is... Every time we
That's
have a thing like this, it's the easiest thing. It is so easy to go, he's insecure. It's also fathomable that with unlimited champagne in the most romantic city on planet Earth, that she could get caught up. It's like
on the other side of the world.
Correct.
Where, yeah.
But I think we're doubting her loyalty to him.
Exactly. No. What about a little trust?
I'm not being insecure. It's just we've always been together on New Year's. Hello?
Sad, buddy. I think two things can be true here. It can be true that she could have an amazing girls trip with her best friend for New Year's in Paris. Mm-hmm. And it can be true that he doesn't like it. And it also isn't probably ideal.
Mm. But who wins then?
None of my business.
Yeah. As she's packing and getting more and more excited, he's going to be getting more and more deflated. Yeah.
What are your dog looks when you're packing your bag?
Oh, don't talk to me.
Sit in the suitcase, Caleb.
That does work.
It does.
You guys... This is terrible because we're making light of it, but this is a real, and you need to decide.
Yeah.
Like you're either going
right.
very, very soon or will you be mad, Sarah?
Yeah. What? Do we just let her foster resentment for the rest of her life?
For the rest of her life for missing a trip?
Like, an amazing once in a lifetime trip. I want to feel like there's enough trust in my relationship that I can...
I'm just saying I've been in monogamous relationships and then you get in certain situations. I'm not saying I acted to the nth degree, but to ABCDEFG maybe.
But that's you.
But no, because you just get you're telling me you've never just been caught up in it. You're like, oh, this is a phone party. I shouldn't be here. But
yeah,
here I am.
Think we kissed, but I forgot.
Right.
That's like a Katy Perry song.
I was going to say that.
I was like, huh?
Yes. But I'm not trying to foster his weird feelings. But it's like, it's a movie trope, you guys, yeah. In the City of Love. It's just, and him doing the Frenchman accent. It's right. Like, mademoiselle, it would be a shame to let your face not be kissed on this moment.
Yeah, and I'd be like, I'm with someone. I like, you can
but
just
he's
put
not
a-
here right now.
Okay, that doesn't matter. You can still put a boundary
down.
Have
another glass of champagne.
I will happily, and then I'll get away from you, and I'll go giggle with my best friend.
I like it.
Gosh.
Guys, hang on. We're going to decide travel plans or sit tight. Don't move. This is the most impossible thing I've ever imagined. Mm-hmm. Because you can't deny. He could say right now, baby, 3 weeks from now, I'll fly you to Paris. You're not partying at the Ritz.
Right.
Yeah, and
he can't do Paris like her friend is doing Paris.
Right.
He cannot deliver that.
I understand her, too, feeling like, oh my gosh, what an awesome opportunity. I'm so excited. And I also understand him going, you didn't even think about me?
You weren't even concerned about not
you just blow
out
off
me?
Blow
it's
my
like
plans,
it's just one night, but it's like...
I know, but it's New Year's. I'm very torn.
Yeah.
Well, you guys got to pick a side. 303-222-5423.
Who's right? Who's wrong? The Slacker Show's Great Mate Debate on Alice.
303-222-5423.
We're in the middle of a Great Mate Debate between Sarah and Caleb, mm-hmm. And it's probably one of the more polarizing ones. I don't think there's a right answer to this one.
When you say polarizing, I wish you could see every single text.
You're over there just mouth agape as these texts are coming in. People are
fired up.
Unwell. Yeah. Sarah's got a friend, Megan, who's like in marketing and has offered her the trip of a lifetime. Paris, the Ritz, one of those exclusive parties that mm-hmm. you get, like money. You got to be a celebrity to get in.
Right. You cannot buy a ticket.
You can't. But she's invited to be the plus one. But Caleb's like... it's New Year's. Like, this is when we...
always.
We set our intentions for the next year. We make out at midnight.
Right.
We spend the whole thing together. So, but Sarah's like, this is once in a lifetime.
I know.
Sarah, Caleb, feel free to jump in with anybody, and we're going to get started with Karen.
Yay.
Whose side are you on?
I am on her side. Oh. Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Yes, girl.
I don't know if there's any winners or losers in this. I think we need to approach this as like trepidatiously as we can. But why? Why are you on his side or her side?
Because this is so controlling. It's controlling. No matter what, he should want her to have an amazing experience without having to feel guilty. Like, I would rather be single than be in a relationship with someone who would make me feel so bad to miss out on something that has nothing to do with cheating
Could
or
you really?
Finding someone else on New Year's or anything. That's crazy.
The love of your life says, I really want to spend New Year's with you and you'd rather be single?
You know what? I made a decision like that when I was younger, and if I could go back and go to New Zealand rather than be with him on his birthday, I sure would.
But that's just because it turned out he was the wrong guy.
Yeah. I mean, if it's my wife's birthday.
It doesn't matter.
And my buddy's in town. I'm with my wife.
Like, of course
she never comes to visit. I don't think my wife's controlling me.
Right.
Right?
Well, if it was reversed and I got an invite from one of my guy friends or a bunch of guys, say for, I don't know, a bachelor's party in New Year's in, Thailand or something.
Jesus.
There's a big difference between a bunch of guys and one good friend. I'm sorry, but that is like... guy mentality, like bachelor's
that's
weekend with
so
like a big, big group of guys. I think that's different.
Where's the trust?
Okay. Oh.
Thank you. Yes.
Oh,
oh my God.
What?
Brooke.
Touche.
Yay.
Whose side are you on?
I am on her side.
Why?
Yes.
Of course.
I'm coming.
Why?
I think that they should set a time aside for just the two of them to have a nice little date night when she gets back from her trip.
It's not the same.
Oh, look, it's
not New Year's.
It's
New
Tuesday, Year's. March 3rd. 5, 4, 3. What are we doing?
Totally not
That's
the
so
same,
dumb.
But...
I'm sorry, Brooke, but it's like...
I feel like everyone is losing. Yeah. No matter what happens, someone loses.
Yeah, exactly. Very true. And I don't want to lose out on Paris.
The lines, the crowds.
There's no lines or crowds if you're at an exclusive Ritz party, dude. Okay. The opposite of lines. I'm telling you.
It's like suddenly your champagne glass is empty and there's a new one.
Boom,
in your
here. Boom, here.
Excessive drinking in the city of love, Erica?
Hell yeah.
Priscilla?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Which side are you on?
Yeah.
Oh, well, my thought is if they're a couple, they're either engaged or married. If they're not, they're just a dating pair. And he should be thrilled for her.
So you're on her side.
That?
So until Absolutely. He marries her?
If they are engaged... Yeah.
I need to say something. Okay.
Sure.
I need to say something here. Speaking of which, all right, I didn't want to say this, but I actually bought a ring and...
Jesus!
Hey, don't blow it now, man!
And
now she has to go to Paris.
On New Year's.
You can't!
Now she has to go to Paris because it's already... The proposal's already...
What?
What?
Yep.
Caleb... That, I don't, that reads more controlling. I'm sorry.
That's,
not if.
Well, this is before, no, this is before I even knew about the trip.
But now he's ruined his own plan. Oh, Caleb, I'm sorry.
We've never talked about that or, I mean, we haven't even gotten to that point, I feel like, where we're talking about that.
Well, that's what I was doing, going to do for New Year's.
Talk about it.
Maybe you could have said something like, I have big plans for New Year's, but like saying, you're right. I hate
She's
saying Erica's right, but
Paris.
Like, no, she doesn't have to go to Paris, but like, there's you can't like surprise somebody with something they already know is happening.
No, and apparently she didn't know that was an option for them.
For the love.
I don't know. I feel like you're just turning up the dial on the guilt trip.
Oh.
Well, what I did. I mean, this is, you know, this is before I even knew about your trip. I mean, this was, what I was planning to do on New Year's, so.
There's St. Patrick's Day. There's other holidays.
Birthdays are really good for getting engaged.
Okay. Can we just, let's just have everybody hold on. Okay.
I don't want to be here anymore.
What do we do with this? Like,
I don't.
She won in Atlanta. Did anybody think she shouldn't go? Like, on the phones, there's not a single call on his side, but does that change it?
There were some texts.
On his side?
Yeah, my grandmother said, whatever you're doing at the stroke of midnight, you're doing all year, so be careful. It's like not being with him. Ooh. There were some other texts just saying it's New Year's.
Okay.
What, I mean, he was getting called out. Like, she's like, you're just the boy. What's he supposed to do?
Why would he say I bought a ring? That's like so.
I know.
Well, if he did it before she planned the thing.
But don't say it on the radio, dude. To me, that reads more controlling. It's like, I was gonna do. It's like, it's such a guy move. To like, it is. It's one more level on guilt trip. If it's even true.
No, I think it's true.
You really think it's true?
I don't think he would say it if it wasn't true, but it is concerning that they haven't talked about it.
Yeah.
He said, he's like, we're together every New Year.
It sounds like it's been a while. Yeah.
Does this change anybody or did she just win in a landslide? 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Time once again for one of the least popular things on the program. Us singing along to this song.
News.
I'm not ready.
No! No! News! No! News! Ah!
Our only real hope is to decide this is news or no.
Thursday edition. News or no. Just trying to keep it sounding newsy, you know?
Okay.
Wind alert still in effect for tomorrow, I believe.
It was really windy.
It was
I would say that.
Yeah, everyone knows it's windy.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to the
program. Thank you.
A man has broken a Guinness World Record after singing Christmas tunes for 42 hours straight. without losing his voice. He is 63 years old.
What?
Mm-hmm. And he spent nearly 2 days singing songs from the Mariah Carey song to Wham. And he said he felt that he was hallucinating.
Oh my God.
Does he sing in them a cappella, or does he have them playing in the background and he gets to sing over the top of them?
I can't tell. He's got like, he's like set up somewhere. It looks like he has some sort of instrument. He's got like a mic going.
How many hours did you say?
42.
That is.
And he set up and had a clock behind him counting up. And, you know, it was the Guinness World Record attempt. He had a whole like banner set. And at hour 32, he nearly gave up, but he persevered.
That is the dumbest thing.
I've got another 10 in me.
What?
Like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Does anybody want to be in that book? For real?
Maybe for something less dumb than this. He sang 684 songs.
Oh, gosh, I couldn't. Absolutely not.
Yeah, I don't. Here's the thing. We didn't say his name.
Yeah. Dave Purchase.
Okay.
Purchase?
There yeah.
You don't even really get that much anymore. Do they even print the book still?
I don't know.
I don't know. Like, huh, for the people who are in it. So they probably sell like however many records are in it. They sell that many copies every year. Can we do the record for like sing one of the songs that like repeats? You know, like John Jacob Jingle Hammersmith.
His name is my name too.
Whenever we go out, the people always shout, there goes John Jacob Jingle Hammersmith. John Jacob Jingle. Hey, don't stop. Don't stop.
Hey, the good news is.
Yeah.
Or. Not. We wouldn't have jobs if we did that.
No, we could
just
broadcast it from 3 to 7.
Yes, no one would listen.
They don't listen to us now. It'd be exactly the same.
Okay.
I say we at least would shop it. What would you call it?
Workshop it.
Workshop it.
Sing the news or nope theme.
Yes.
Good evening.
Good evening.
One of my favorite actors, Kit Harington.
Ooh. Who's Kit Harington?
Oh God, he's so hot.
Jon Snow.
Yeah.
Who's
Game of Thrones?
Is that? Oh, Game of Thrones. Never watched even a moment of
That's
me too.
Your show. That is made for you.
Is it? Why?
It's so good.
Feels like I liked it.
But I've heard the last year kind of jumped the shark a little bit.
Yeah, I didn't watch the part.
I remember being,
I don't think it did.
Huh. I remember being slightly interested in it, and I talked to one of my friends who was like, dude, in the first episode, and he explained everything. And I went, I'm out. Why would I want to see any of that?
A lot of death.
That sounds...
Well, and a lot of relations, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and like weird
and brother,
pairings and stuff. Yeah.
Oh, like incestual. Like,
okay,
yeah.
You just talked me out of it.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it got a Lord of the Rings feel, sort of?
A little.
No? Okay. Dark. They're
just
dragons.
Just like the medieval, yeah.
Okay, so
Daenerys
anyway,
Targaryen
Kit Harington.
Is the queen of dragons. Anyways, Kit Harington is desperate for a role in HBO's Harry Potter series. I would die if he was in it.
As what would he be?
He
Snape?
Said, I don't care. I'd take any character. I'll be a background extra. Don't care. Would love to be in it.
He's That's old, so right? Cute. So he can't be a kid.
Yeah, no. He could be like a professor or a, just literally an extra.
Right.
Could that be bad for him as an actor? Because I feel like a lot of the Harry Potter actors have not been able to branch out afterwards.
True.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically, like the guy, whoever, I don't know his name, who plays Draco Malfoy, was Draco Malfoy in the stage production of it.
Yes.
And people lost their minds for him, and great, but also like,
yeah,
it's the ultimate
intact cast.
Yeah.
Tom Felton plays Draco Malfoy in the Broadway.
I thought he played.
Is it the Cursed Child?
The Cursed Child, yeah.
He does?
I believe so.
Yeah.
I'm second guessing it now.
Okay.
But you're right. It's like, Radcliffe doesn't seem to be happy that he did it, even though he's like
Emma
wealthy beyond.
Emma doesn't act anymore. Rupert doesn't really act anymore.
Yeah. Where's Longbottom?
Being hot.
God, he's
modeling.
Such a smoke show.
Yeah.
Who would have saw that coming?
No one.
Oh, yeah, he's playing the adult Draco Malfoy.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, well, that was fun. Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
We've done some investigative research about the bedroom.
Oh, I'm in now. Yeah. Let's go.
And specifically, things your partners do that annoy you in the bedroom.
Snoring.
All right. That's her guess at number one.
Yeah.
Wait,
it's number one?
That's her guess.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Number one. We can guess. I have a few, but you can guess the top one.
But the most annoying thing. The things your partner does, I will
you
never.
You say in the bedroom, but is it?
No, it's Aaron. Do you remember Aaron talking about this?
That's
she had
what
a boyfriend where she would just suddenly hear the crumpling of like a Taco Bell wrapper, and you're like, what in God's name? He just like have a 6-course meal
in bed. Okay.
Yeah. Eating in bed has got to be way up there.
Eating in bed, not on the list.
I was going to say,
actually.
I don't think so.
I don't think enough people do it.
Oh, I think too many people do it. Okay.
Remember, Erin didn't have any. She was like, oh, I eat all my meals in bed. And we were like, what in God's name? I'm having ramen tonight in bed. And we're like, how?
I did that during COVID. I would eat like grocery store sushi and drink a beer in bed. Okay. It was a dark time. Yeah. Now that I say it out loud.
Because is it specifically in the bed? Or, like, that's why I want to know. Or bedroom.
Bedroom.
Ooh.
In the bedroom.
Oh, new guess.
In the boudoir.
Because I was thinking, like, farting.
Oh.
In bed.
I was thinking,
annoying.
Like, leaving clothes out.
Okay.
Erica got two on the list.
Oh,
she did?
Throwing your clothes on the bedroom floor is on there. But number one, the top bedroom annoyance by a partner is snoring.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, 39%. Hate that. Okay.
But I'm the one who leaves the clothes on the bedroom floor and he does the snoring. It's perfect.
Nowhere in there is like setting up a hibachi and like making the onion volcano.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
The Slacker Show.
Alice 105.9.
It is a terrible idea if you are in radio to tell people to go away from the radio.
Yes.
But that's exactly what we're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to do it right now, but you have to go to our MySpace page.
No.
And see.
We don't have one.
We don't?
What year is it?
I do remember. Oh my God.
Was there a time when your radio show had a MySpace page?
Dude, and like, God, what were their names? I remember Kat. And there was like 4 or 5 super fans of the show who would show up at events and go, I need to be the number one fan.
Like, oh, with the ranking. Because
of the top 8.
Yes.
Oh.
And it was like, Cassie, I think, was the other one.
Wow.
Diabolical.
Because Cassie was number one forever. And then, and it was just like, they show up at events like, that she can't be number one. And it's like, what do you want? I don't.
That's crazy.
It
behavior.
Was wild. Yeah. And then I'm paying tons of money. Do you remember you had to pay money to get the code to make your profile look good?
Yeah.
I don't remember paying money for it.
Like, you probably, by the time you were wanting to do it,
it was
like
on the way out.
You could find YouTube videos or like cut and paste the H. It was actual HTML code to make your background red.
Yeah.
And like we wanted that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We just figured out coding at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it was full on HTML to like make kids your MySpace page. Uh-huh.
You forget MySpace. One little space.
Yes. And the whole thing is
just. Oh, no.
Anyway, so it's not MySpace. Where?
It's not MySpace.
Where are we sending them?
Instagram.
Okay.
Or I imagine our TikTok as well.
And Facebook.
These are the things we've been asking for.
And go ahead and follow us while you're there.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
On all
what is
platforms.
Our Instagram?
@TheSlackerShow.
Oh. Where do we find us on Facebook?
I believe the same.
Slacker Show.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where do we find us on Friendster?
You don't.
That was before MySpace, yeah. So we don't have one. We don't have the other. We've asked you, we do want this. If you wrote in and you're on our Christmas card list, mm-hmm. we believe they're hitting right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because somebody
word on the
got
street.
The notification, right? Mm-hmm. In their, you got the U.S. Yeah. Postal delivery
like
thing.
The mm-hmm. information.
Yeah.
They send you a picture of what's coming, so yeah. you probably already saw it.
Yeah. My cousin texted me and said, it's coming today. Like they
so cute.
So they must send that picture out in the morning. Or before, like way, way early.
I get it. Yeah, I see it when I wake up.
Okay, so they are out.
If you got a Christmas card from us, if you're one of the people who signed up, will you like? What do you want them to do? Like, just tag us in it.
Post a photo and tag us because we'd love to reshare.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Make
your story
jealous.
On your grid. Like, just
right,
whatever
wherever.
You want to do. Tag us and we'll.
So this Christmas card idea came out of nowhere. We just kind of built it up. We got matching jammies. Mm-hmm. Most of us kept them.
Yeah. Seahawk.
I don't know that I'm ever going to get over that, dude.
Me Why? Neither. I feel hurt.
Because at some point, if we wanted to, like, the next Alice in Winterland, yeah. ooh, let's choose 2 years ago's Christmas photo jammies. It's like, oh, I don't have those.
Well, have I told you guys that I got Dane a pair?
Yeah.
You did?
So worst case, yeah, I could probably borrow his.
What's Dane going to wear?
He's not on the show.
Guys, they didn't fit me very well. I don't wear PJs.
Okay. Anyway,
come on. This goes again. I'm trying to not be a hoarder, and now you're just encouraging. Like, why didn't you hoard it?
He has a good point.
Just hang them in your closet. Okay. Anyway, sorry. we want pictures of you getting the cards. We took the card idea, we made them, we sent them out. Yay! Mm-hmm. But then we had the next idea of like we're going to hand deliver a few.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we've done that over the last couple nights.
So but some of you are hearing this and going, "I know you showed up."
We just.
Some of you are hearing, they told me I wasn't home.
Yeah.
Ooh. That is a fact.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to hurt for that
this
person.
Will hurt. We're not going to tell you what happened to the people who we went to their house. This is why we want you to go to Instagram.
Nothing bad. Nothing bad happened.
Except that one person who wasn't home.
There were tears.
That's true.
For sure there was crying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not from me. I just
right.
want to clarify.
Which is weird.
Shocking.
Wild. But you have to go see this video.
Yeah.
I want this to be, do we want, like, share this video? I want this video every, like, this is so fun, what we did. And mm-hmm. it's an indicator for those of you who didn't sign up for the Christmas card.
Mm-hmm.
Next time we tell you. Next.
Oh my gosh. You're so scary.
Like, legit. Yeah. You're yeah. one of the people, if you're not. Like, oh, we should sign up. Like, what does it cost to sign up for this card?
Nothing.
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 Like, we didn't charge you the postage.
No. Nope.
Like, you didn't. Nada.
Mm-mm.
There's a lot to gain.
A ton. You get a cool thing.
Right.
Awesome. And a few of you got something.
Mm-hmm.
A little something, something.
Yeah, no, we can't.
We
make
showed
it sound
up at their house and like,
you never know what happened.
Who answered the door? Okay. You know what I'm saying?
Kids were present.
Anyway, is that all we needed to say?
Yeah, check out the video. It's really awesome. It has, I would say, I think it's put you a little more in the Christmas spirit.
Yeah.
For sure. I couldn't be. I am so full of like love. Like it's. Like that giving, like I feel so good right now. That was so fun. Everybody we rang their doorbell was so happy just to get the card.
Yes. Like, and say hi. Yay.
The second we hand the card, the one, they're just like, oh my God, thank you so much. I'm like, are you kidding me?
It's just a piece of paper.
And then we hit him with the.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
Don't say it.
Watch the video.
And I want to say one more thing about the video. There's a point. It feels like the end of the video.
Keep watching.
Don't take your eyes off the screen.
People are busy. They have things to do.
KALC and KALC HD1, Denver Boulder.
The Slacker Show.
Broadcasting from the Belco Credit Union studios. Bank like a Colorado local with Belco Credit Union. Visit Belco.org today.
Insured by NCUA.
Alice 105.9.
Always free on the Odyssey app.
We want to talk about weird traditions you have. Mm-hmm. Like, they don't have to be Christmas ones, but like if you have a thing that's out of the ordinary, we'd love to hear it. Like, my family did this soup thing
soup
for years, and I never understood it. Like, what's Christmas Eve was soup only.
Oh, is it kind of like a Seven Fishes?
I don't think it was religious. It was just...
What's the Seven Fishes?
It's like the Feast of Seven Fishes or something.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Okay. Hmm.
But like, it was just... We had a pool table that didn't work.
Okay.
The bumpers were weird. So like, everyone in the family would walk in with a crock pot. We just had like extension cords everywhere. And it was just... 30 different kinds. This may be why I have an aversion to soup, but it's like
soup, 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 so
But it's just meat water over and over.
Are there little bread? Is there bread to dip
in? Oh,
there
was all that, yeah. And then there was another, the bumper pool table had desserts on it.
I might have to start this tradition.
It is kind of cute because then you're just like, and you just have bowls and you're just like, well, I'll try this one. And then you walk up and then you're like, I was the one who pushed it to a better place. I started making gumbo.
Because it's close enough to soup.
Yes, because it's like, ooh, that's soupy, but it's like stew. I don't want water. I want hearty. I want to...
Especially like a feast. Like you're like, I'm in the mood to just get after
it. You have to pee because you're like, more this liquid.
My dream event.
Okay. Well, that was a weird slacker family tradition in my childhood.
We have one that I'm not sure is all that weird.
Okay.
But I did not have many and still don't have a ton of fellow Jewish friends growing up. So we would celebrate anytime we could do Christmas with my grandpa, who was the Jewish one in the family.
Okay.
We would do Hanukkah as well, even though it was on Christmas Day. Didn't matter if it overlapped. And it was just our way of making sure he got Hanukkah as well.
Oh, that's cute.
And we would do candle races. So we would, again, doesn't matter what day it was, we would light all eight. Everyone would pick a candle. And you wanted to be the last candle standing. And I think my grandpa would give us like $100.
Wow. If you picked the candle.
If you picked, and everyone, you couldn't have multiple people on the same candle.
So just how many candles are there?
Only eight people got to play. So nine if you count the,
That's kind of fun.
Yeah, so I still do it at home just between Dane and I.
You just light candles. You don't even have to be Jewish to do that.
Of course not.
And let them race. Yeah. I never thought of that. Yeah. I love it.
I'll bring it
but then
in for
you're
you guys.
Just standing around watching a candle burn.
We would get like the long lasting ones. So you could go about, eat dinner, and we would keep the menorah in a spot where we could see it.
But I mean, if I see my candle going a little too fast, could I be like, oh my God, hold on, somebody's trying to get your attention back there and like switcheroo?
No.
Like,
what's the spirit of that?
Winning is the spirit of everything.
$100.
$100?
It would get pretty feisty.
How many did you ever win?
I don't know.
You would know if you won.
Yeah, I feel like no, I'm the little sister. Like,
yeah.
Like, come on, family. It was all together. We're not fighting enough.
Yeah.
let's raise the stakes.
Let's add the candles.
Okay, yeah. I want to talk about the pickle thing one. Yeah. But like, if you've got a weird tradition, we want you to call in. So weirdest, strangest family traditions. 303-222-5423. You can text or call.
I've done the pickle once. A girl I dated one year did the pickle thing.
What is
the pickle? Have you heard of it before?
Is it a pickle ornament or is it an actual pickle?
It's a pickle ornament.
Yeah.
And where do you just... Someone, I've never seen
like the
a
mom
pickle
or
ornament.
The dad hides it in the tree.
And the dad hides a pickle.
Probably. and then you have to... It's a race to find it. Whoever finds it first gets to open...
You can't find it. You find it on Christmas Day.
I think so. I don't know. Yeah.
So he doesn't hide... When you make the tree, like around Thanksgiving or whenever you put it up...
Yeah.
You don't hide the pickle then.
No.
Right.
You hide the pickle... Like that night.
And I think the winner gets to just open the first present or something.
Oh, I thought they got to play Santa or whatever. Where it's like, in my house, it was like, who's going to be Santa? Like Santa had already brought presents, but then somebody goes and is Santa and they hand them out. It's like, this one says Tia.
Well, I don't want to do that. So I'm not going to hunt for the pickle.
I've been getting stuck with that.
It has to be something that someone wants to do.
Yeah. I wanted to do that. I want to be the one who walks up and goes, this is a huge one. Like to my brother, Chris, I'm like, look how big this is. And like hand it to him. It was like,
yeah, it's fun if you're a kid.
Yeah. As an adult, I keep getting stuck with it because I'm the only one without kids. And I'm like, I don't want to.
Make the kids do it.
They're not quite old enough.
My family does a thing. We all have the same stockings. So it started, my grandmother made, they're like the red felt, just like the classic.
Wait. Yeah. We did that too, and I totally forgot about that.
Oh, really?
We handmade them.
Yeah,
we had like a craft night.
Well, no, we didn't make them all together. My grandma made them, and they have everyone's name on them, and so everyone in my family has it. And then now, like, my aunt has taken it over. My grandma's passed, and so it's like when my son is born, in the mail comes a stocking with his name, and same with my daughter, and it feels like now they're in.
That gave me goosebumps.
They're in
too.
They're officially a member.
That's a great.
Yeah,
like, you could go on Etsy and get one, but it's different.
Oh, yeah.
Like a family member.
When I got married, she got a stocking. It's like a. It's kind
she didn't get one before that?
I don't. I think she had a couple because she had. I think my mom like had one for her at their house, but then we got one.
Yeah. Like, just so a real one.
Yeah.
My grandma needlepoint stocking, and she when someone marries in. They get one.
It's so cool that you don't have to ask for it too. Like they're just keeping track.
Yeah, it's cool.
Oh,
and then we all like share pictures and all the stockings. We all have the names everywhere. Yeah, it's cool.
Okay. All right. Well, if you've got a strange tradition, we may take it on. I'm gonna try hiding the pickle later.
Slacker.
$100
No.
You pay $100
We'll work it out.
303-222-5423
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay, so we're talking about weird traditions. I know you've talked to people, but did anybody do the poop log?
No, no.
What?
There's some poop, but not the poop log.
Not the poop log. I just read about it. I don't have it in front of me, but like just
go. It's a custom out of Spain.
Yeah, but there's this log and then like you beat it up and then candy comes out of it or something. I don't know. It's like
kind of like a piñata,
but it's a log. It's the poop log.
I don't know that I need any more information. Hey,
we're just trying to hear your weird traditions. Yeah. Donna?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. What's your weird tradition?
I don't know if it's weird, but it's just tiring. We have a big holiday Christmas Eve party at my daughter's house, and we're out to like 9 or 10 o'clock at night. And then we come home, and I wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning to make breakfast for everybody who's going to be here at 7.
At 3 in the morning?
At 3 in the
You're
morning.
You're too good to people.
But it doesn't take you 4 hours to make breakfast.
Oh, I do everything. I do brunch. I do soups. I do salads. I do pancakes.
Oh,
I
my
do it
gosh.
All.
Wow.
Yeah. Cater out next year.
Yeah, no, don't do that anymore.
That's wild, but you're so kind.
Because you just got home at 10.
I know.
Tired. But, you know, as far as the pickle thing goes, we do the pickle thing every year with the grandkids. And whoever finds the pickle on Christmas morning gets to open the first present.
Okay, it is first present. Mm. Okay.
I'm seeing some texts that are saying... You. It's on Christmas Eve. And if there's gifts like out from mom and dad already, then they get to pick one of those.
Oh, okay.
Open a gift early, maybe.
Only the pickle finder gets to do that?
Yeah.
Shouldn't she get to open the first present after?
No matter what, waking up at 3 a.m.?
Yeah.
Yes, I believe so.
Whenever the pickle can do second present.
Emily?
Yeah.
Weird tradition. What do you got?
Well, my family does this thing where we set up a bunch of the Easter peeps. And we do some sort of sacrificial design for them, and then we cover them in liquor and light them on fire.
You sacrifice what now?
Peeps. What did you?
No
think
one wants to eat them anyways.
I thought she said peeps.
Oh. Exactly.
And I was like, how many peeps are there?
Do you do this on Easter, or are you doing this on Christmas with old Easter peeps?
We do this on Easter.
Okay,
that makes some.
But why do you have to? Why do we have to? Lie? They're terrible.
Are you eating them
they're
after
good.
They've been doused in liquor and caught on fire?
We've only managed to do that once. The rest of the time, we end up using like lighter fluid.
You can't eat that.
All right. But can you say why, or do you even know why?
It started out because we kept having all these peeps, and everybody hates peeps, and so we were like, "This is stupid. Let's
peeps
put
are
them
awful.
On fire."
Yeah. They're the worst.
You could. Send them to the station. I'll eat them.
Oh, will you really? You like peeps?
I like peeps. It's a marshmallow. Why is everyone so anti-peeps?
The marshmallow's fine. It's all the other stuff on it.
All
that's
the coloring
gross.
And all the sugar.
That would be sugar, yeah.
No, but it's not just sugar.
We're two for two.
You are such a child sometimes. Lisa?
Yay.
Weird tradition. What do you got?
The weird tradition I've got is tied to Christmas and involves poop. So my husband's family has had this tradition since my husband
Oh, no.
Her phone is cutting in and out. We need to know what the poop tradition is. Keep going. Your phone is cutting in and out.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Okay. That crazy Uncle Steve would buy fake poop every year and put it in a Christmas present in some sort of like elaborate way. It may be a small box. It may be a huge box. It has balloons fly out of it with poop.
So someone opens the poop every year?
Yeah, somebody gets the
poop. Yeah. And somebody opens the poop every year, whether it's an adult or a kid, and it's always like a very elaborate thing. And my husband was telling me about this, which I loved because my family didn't really have traditions.
Yeah.
But they had stopped doing it once all of the adults had, or, you know, all the kids had grown up. And so my first year with the family, I ended up deciding to re-invoke the tradition. So now I'm the one that hides poop in a present every year.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
Did you know?
It's not.
Did you...
It's poop in a present.
But it's not real poop.
No, but maybe she didn't know that.
Yeah, it's not real poop.
This is from my friends at Coligard.
Okay.
The originators of poop in a box.
Okay.
Yep. I have an idea to make it better next year.
Fake poop. Fake poop. All right. Otis.
Yes. Yay. I think I'm going to win this. I feel good.
Okay. So what's your weird tradition?
My weird tradition is whatever you stole from that person you buy the gift for, you have to replace that, what you stole. That should be the gift that you buy for them.
Hold on. So then you're saying throughout the year you intentionally steal from your friends and family and then wrap it up and give it to them?
Yeah.
Great friend to have.
What part don't you understand? Yeah, that's it.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
Nine.
I've got a fun little end of the year activity for everyone.
Oh my God.
Okay. The only person who's maybe seen this trend on TikTok is Aaron. It's people have a cake in front of them and then they have little toothpicks with flags of like an accomplishment of their year. And they come in and they say, my name's Erica and this year I, whatever it is, and they stick the little toothpick in the cake. We're going to pretend that we've got a cake and we're celebrating something great that happened this year.
We do have a cake, listeners who can't see.
You know what,
Tiak? It looks beautiful.
Look at that cake. Who frosted that with all the different colors? Yeah, she forgot it's radio, and we can say there's anything in here. It's right behind the giraffe.
Right. It's the giraffe's birthday, actually.
Okay, it is?
Yeah, that's why there's the cake.
Oh. Mm.
Party hats?
Forgot.
Right.
Didn't realize giraffes had birthdays. Okay, the first thing that came to mind is will make you very sad.
Oh. Should we start with someone else then?
This is
it's not even an accomplishment.
Fixing your entire
thing. What?
It has to
I don't even want to say it because it's good. It makes me sound pathetic, but it's not. It's not.
No.
Let's
hear
it.
This is a safe space. Yeah. We want to celebrate you.
It's a safe cake.
Here's my toothpick.
Say, my name's Slacker.
My name is Slacker. And I very intentionally didn't have relations this year.
I love that.
That's not true.
Well, no, I had opportunities.
You didn't?
No.
It doesn't make me sad. I actually think it's very important when you're trying to figure out what's next
for you. Figure out what the thing is.
Yeah, otherwise they're just bumps in the road.
Well, I mean, don't get me wrong. I've done terrible things to other humans, but I haven't. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh my God.
I like made out and stuff, but like that's
great.
Oh.
But like,
okay.
Like, I'm not going to cross that threshold.
I love that.
I like the reframe of of that.
Why? But what?
Do we love that?
I knew you'd be sad. Here's the weird thing. When she's describing an accomplishment, why was that the first thing that popped in my head? Maybe because that's difficult for me because it's just like
it's something you're proud of this year, proud of yourself for this year. Okay. And I feel like you are proud of yourself because
kind of
you're making space for the right thing rather than filling the space with a bunch of little things that aren't
right. Meaningful. But even before the new year comes, if there were like several people who just wanted to just knock it out of the park for me,
I'm
open to it.
Okay,
it is good because you said like you did have opportunities
for
and
sure.
you willfully. Chose not for to. Your right. the bigger picture. Correct. So I respect that.
Everyone's welcome to
I
be more
am
than
sweating
one.
So bad.
Yeah, it's
that
I
was
know
a lot.
It's very
okay.
hard for you to say you're proud of yourself for something.
For sure. Yeah, okay.
Does anyone else want to go?
I've got my toothpick. I'm ready to put my little flag into
my
the cake. My name is Aaron, and the beginning of this year. No.
Oh, okay.
I just choked on my spit. Sorry.
Perfect.
I saw it too, and I'm like,
no, I got nervous. Just me choking on
Did
my spit.
Did the giraffe touch you inappropriately?
No. What I'm trying to say is, the beginning of this year, we as a team decided to focus on social media videos.
Yes.
And this last video.
She's gonna cry.
Now she's gonna
now
cry.
I am. I'm so proud of it.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, because yeah. Because I went into this totally blind, and it's a lot.
It is.
The stress that I have felt from it. I mean, I don't show it on air, but it's been a lot.
It's, yeah.
Sometimes, like with this video, she has us going, but what if we?
It's the worst. So I'm so sorry.
But it's so good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm really proud,
proud of you, too.
Shove that in there.
Shove what in there?
Yeah,
the
what?
Toothpick in the cake! Oh,
sorry, so I was like...
I thought we were back to your thing. Yeah.
I'm not like what just happened. Okay. I'll choose my words better.
Okay.
I have a toothpick.
Okay.
What's your name? Hold on.
What?
Do you need a moment?
Because I can go if you need a minute.
I want you, you're a person. Like, here's the problem. Erica brought this to us, so she definitely has one in mind.
I actually was sitting here going,
Really? You had it? Like, you were thinking, like, none of us knew you were going to spring this on us.
Correct.
We're all wondering about the giraffe and the cake.
And you're right, right. Why
They're
is
just
that
chilling.
Here? Yeah, that was really weird. I've had so many things happen this year, so I've been trying to narrow it down as more.
Okay.
Not like,
I had the best year ever, but. You. Dude.
It was pretty good. Here.
Don't even, like, she's got like a whole box of toothpicks. Like, right.
I feel like mine is.
What are you doing?
My name is.
Oh.
Toothpick.
My name is T-Hack.
Yeah.
And I feel like mine is a little bit more my son's, where he is off to school. He's riding the bus and just getting through that. But that's kind of his. So I would say if it's just my own accomplishment, I would say there were a few instances of things where I got offered opportunities. Like I talked about on the air. Being the MC at my friend's 40th birthday party. And I got asked to do a couple things this year where the text came in asking me, and my initial feeling is
no, I'm
terrified. Absolutely not. How do I get out of it? And when I felt that feeling, I thought, that means you have to do it.
Lean in.
Oh, wow.
Have to do it. And I did it, and I'm better for it. And I'm so happy I did. And I want to keep that attitude going into the next year.
Oh my God, these are like, can I help you with your son one?
Yeah, okay.
Like, my name is T-Hack, and my son is already leaning into things, and he's not following in my footsteps in the negative way.
Oh.
Like, you
oh,
are,
yeah.
like, and you have overcome, like, you didn't put your insecurities on your son. Like, you would, did you want to ride the bus?
No.
No, you did not.
Were you
scared? Your son is like,
or were you scared for him riding the bus, and he was all excited? You didn't put that on him.
I tried not to. Yeah. And he loves the bus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I remember.
He's already halfway done.
I know.
The first
That's crazy.
Yes. We just went. We had his end of the party earlier today.
Oh.
Because I remember when my kids were little, I would have grabbed a toothpick and stuck it in the cake and said, my name is Slacker, and I am so proud when my kids eat yogurt.
Because you didn't.
It's white and creamy. Yeah. And I don't. And I open it and it's on my hand, and I don't squirm.
So you're proud of you too.
I don't act weird. I'm just like, oh, little on me. Oh, there you go. And then I go in the other room and say, oh my God, it touched my head. But like they don't have my hangups. It's a really cool thing when you don't put your drama on your kids. It's awesome.
That is cool.
Okay. Yeah. I'm
Way
feeling
go.
Good. Okay.
Good.
Now I have to have a really good one.
Well, we're out of time.
That'd be great. No, my name is Erica, and I grew up a lot this year. I changed my lifestyle from we drink whatever night of the week, we go out to dinner, we do all these things, and now I'm really focused on like health and fertility health and getting married and like building a life rather than having all the fun you can have in the world. Oh, and I have a dog, so I have to be responsible.
I would love to keep this going.
Yeah.
There's plenty of room on the cake. So if you want to plant your flag in our cake.
Okay.
or I can play my flute.
No!
303-222-5423.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9. Everyone, get your songbooks out. Turn to page
14. 394.
Yeah. Here we go. We're going to sing the song, and I think we're getting better at this.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
He says dumb things, but this is dumber. He says he's got data, and he's crunched the numbers.
I have.
But he doesn't even know a scientist, and he gets real mad when we call these lists. It's TX. Controversial rankings.
Wow, that sucked, guys.
Yeah, I forgot the word.
This is first time that he told me before that we were going to do it, so I had the song ready.
Right.
You spring it on me.
Sorry.
And there's not time.
Okay.
So.
Sorry. Well, I'm glad we got a little warmed up there. Yeah. Mm. This one was brought to me by request.
Is it
from someone on the show?
Oh, baby, if you mess this up.
There's a Miss Erica Shea who requested this.
I don't
ranking.
Remember.
Did she request it on the air?
I don't think so.
I don't think it was.
Oh.
Like we were out getting plastered or something.
We haven't done that in weeks.
I think it was on the air.
I don't know. Well, if this goes poorly, it's Erica's fault.
Right. Okay.
These are the worst Christmas songs of all time.
This isn't what I thought it was.
What did you? I thought I requested best.
Oh,
let's go worst.
Did we? Okay. We could just invert the list, maybe.
No, you know what? It was worst because of
worst
his hatred.
Christmas songs of all time.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to
putting in there.
I just want to have a side note. His controversial rankings when it comes to holiday stuff are terrible.
Mm-hmm.
The red and green M&M is still a source of a lot of animosity in the studio.
I am still angry.
Number one, 2 years in a row.
Yep.
To the point that today I stopped at King Supers, bought Reese's trees,
yeah.
And I was like, Tiak, you want one? He's like, ooh, 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 yeah. And I'm like, yeah.
You wouldn't have that reaction to red
you
and green
not.
M&Ms.
You, ooh, you said, want some red and green M&Ms?
I'm
like, ooh,
good,
ooh,
thanks.
I would notice at a party if there weren't red and green M&Ms. I go, this isn't a Christmas party.
I'll always be on your team with
thank
that one.
Thank you.
Maybe a New Year's party, but these are the worst Christmas song rankings. And just to be clear, we are close.
I remember Claire. She used to call all the time.
Yeah.
Where is Claire?
I wonder what,
Claire, yeah, where have you been?
How's she doing?
I don't know. We've got a British listener named Claire, and she calls.
Oh, I thought this was like a TikTok sound.
No, Claire. She'd call the show. It's like, hello, it's Claire.
Oh.
And then we met her. She came to like some events. And we're like, oh my God, hello, Claire.
Yeah, Claire.
Quite lovely.
She's great.
If you're still out there, feel free to call us.
Right.
Sure, yeah.
Anyway.
But we're close to the end of the year. A lot of the Slacker Show research team, they've already requested their time off. So we were a little short-staffed. When
so the number crunching.
Oh no.
Oh, so we don't know that these numbers are accurate.
Just a little disclaimer at the front. Okay. It is those guys have been working
on. Do we want to guess what we think is the top?
The worst Christmas song?
Number one will be the worst.
The worst.
Okay.
The worst.
I know what it is.
I have to go with...
Well, I know what the universe thinks it is.
I have to go with Figgy Pudding.
No.
What... That's We Wish You a Merry Christmas.
Okay. Oh, that's a good one.
Because the third verse being, we won't go till we get some, is crazy.
It's, the whole song
it's
is
bad
crazy.
Lyricism.
But at least you can listen to it, whereas like the Alvin and the Chipmunks, I can't stand that.
I hate Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Yeah, hey, I kind of love Alvin and the Chipmunks Christmas.
Oh my God, do you really?
Ooh,
love it!
All right, we're definitely going to fight.
Okay.
Off with the honorable mention...
This is not, dude, just do 10. Like, I don't understand why you think you can.
Hey, give him a minute.
The honorable mention is Santa Baby, Eartha Kitt. Wildly inappropriate.
Yeah.
Santa, perhaps the most married man of all time.
Yeah.
You know? No respect for Mrs. Claus.
Hello, right. I saw Mama kissing.
Oh, I don't even want to talk about my hatred for that song.
Really?
We might not fight.
Red and green M&M's. Red and green M&M's. Red and green.
Santa baby. Okay. We can get rid of it. It's weird.
Didn't Madonna do it at one point?
Yeah. Taylor Swift's version is horrid.
Oh my God, everyone!
I know.
Pull your cars over safely.
Yeah.
Didn't Zooey Deschanel do it too?
Or in Elf or something? Maybe.
No, there was
at the end credits or something,
right? I don't know.
Where's the girl code? He's a married man.
Right.
Okay. The first time this has ever happened, I believe, we have a tie for number 9.
Oh.
So this is 10 and 9 together. Okay. Tied, Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree by Brenda Lee and Jingle Bell Rock by Bobby Helms. Kind of the same song on theme with rocking, which no one does. No one rocks around the Christmas tree.
Are you ready to rock?
Yeah, a lot of
I want to rock.
There we go. That's what I was trying to do.
We don't rock.
But
I am not going to argue with you yet because I don't know how many bad Christmas. I don't think these are bad songs.
And 9 and 10 means they're the least of the bad.
Unless they get progressive, if they keep getting worse, then I'm not going to be mad. But these are not bad songs.
No, in my opinion, Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree.
Brenda Lee, come on.
Rockin' Around is better. It's the same song to me. And Jingle Bell Rock, I challenge anyone to sing it. Do you actually know the words?
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bell swing and jingle bell.
You know what? Interesting.
And
I was once in a parade to Jingle Bell Rock. We had little light up wands and it was dark.
Oh.
And we danced.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I just think we don't know the words that well.
Yeah.
So now we're moving.
Moving to
number 8.
Okay.
Okay.
Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow by Dean Martin.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful.
Why are you angry at that song?
We shouldn't be encouraging cataclysmic weather events.
I'm going to say that I've never done this before, but I don't think I'm going to let you get to number one on this list.
No,
because you are absolutely.
Let It Snow. What about the workers? What about the people who are trying to travel to see their families? And you're like, well, since we have no place to go, let it snow. It's the exact opposite of what Christmas is about. What about other people who are fighting through the snow? And you're like, well, we got the fire. Screw them.
Yeah, as a girl who travels for the holidays, I actually respect that.
Thank you.
I respect that.
These songs are not getting worse. That song's actually better. I do want
to
say
it felt weird to have Dean Martin on the list. I will say at some point we need to do this other list
for me. But I just want to just real quick. Do you remember Unnecessary Bleeping?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Where you just unnecessarily bleep songs?
Oh.
Come on.
I've actually seen people debating what she's saying there. So, because they're like, yikes, it's a bit of a Laurel Yanny situation.
Anyway, that might have to come up at a later time.
I like that. Moving on to number 7, the worst Christmas songs of all time, the aforementioned The Chipmunk Song, Christmas Don't Be Late, Alvin and the Chipmunks.
You're finally going up.
Ooh, la, ooh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We please, Christmas, don't be late.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
You guys.
Yeah.
It's annoying.
It is.
This is a terrible song.
Oh,
but it has to be so much closer to the top than where you're at.
I agree, but that reminded me of the hippopotamus one. Also dumb.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas.
What is that one?
Is that the weird donkey
Dominic,
one?
Dominic the donkey. Christmas donkey. Yeah.
Wow. So what number was that?
Yeah.
That was number 7.
Okay.
That should be higher.
Number 6. The just mentioned.
Oh.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas.
Wow.
I want a hippopotamus for Gayla Christmas. Peavy.
Again, selfish. He can't bring a hippopotamus to everyone on Earth. If he's got a sleigh.
Hey, I need to ask a question. Mm-hmm. This should be about the song, not about the premise of the song.
Well,
does the song itself suck? These are the worst Christmas songs.
Are judged on their premise.
Mm-hmm. I know, but it's like not you. Like we suspend our disbelief in a lot of songs, and like he's like,
you don't listen really to lyrics. Get
a that's not a reason. If the lyrics are catchy, it's like, of course you're not going to get a hippopotamus for Christmas.
Yeah, so, but
like,
I wouldn't even call that one catchy.
So. I agree. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, really?
No one runs around like, I want a hippopotamus. Like, no one's doing that.
And you guys are making it sound better than what it actually is. The voice is so annoying. I want a hippopotamus. Like, I hate it. I hate it. Mm.
You're not going up. Alvin and the Chipmunks should have been number one, just so you know.
You think that's worse than the hippopotamus one?
By football fields work of.
There's novelty to Alvin, at least.
Yeah.
You know? If you have kids, maybe.
Right.
All right. Well, that's the bottom five.
Mm-hmm.
The top five may or may not be coming. I'm going to actually go look at the list and decide whether we hear the rest next.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
Despite my best efforts, we're going to continue with this ridiculous list. Oh, I forget. We sing it twice.
He says dumb things, but this is dumber. He says he's got data, he's crunched the numbers. But he doesn't even know it's scientists, and he gets real mad when we call his list. It's TX Controversial Rankings.
It is the controversial rankings of the worst Christmas songs of all time, mm-hmm. and he's already blown the worst Christmas song. Just recap your bottom five.
Santa Baby was the honorable mention. It is a classic, but wildly inappropriate.
Feels crazy it's not higher.
Yeah. Tied for number 9 was Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree and Jingle Bell Rock.
Both great songs.
A lot of focus on rock when we don't really do that at Christmas time. Number 8, Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow. How about no snow? Okay. Think of the workers.
Again,
think of people who are traveling.
Great classic song.
Yeah, I do love that song.
The weather. It's the ending credits of Die Hard, the greatest Christmas movie of all time.
I don't want to get into that right now.
Okay, well, we don't have to get into it because it's a fact.
Number 7 was the Chipmunk song.
Ooh, which is number 1.
That's the only part I know.
Sounds pretty good.
Thank you.
And number 6, I want a hippopotamus for Christmas.
Yeah, just pretty dumb.
Selfish
also a great song.
But really, really unrealistic.
So,
yeah. What kind of message are we sending?
Right. You can just ask for anything.
Yes. It's Santa. Okay. It's Santa.
Santa can't do some things.
Some things he can.
We're in the bottom five?
Well, I don't know.
It's getting worse. The songs are getting worse.
Songs
right?
are getting worse. Yes.
Okay.
Number 5. Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. Yeah.
That should also be number 1. Real Elmo scientists, real data crunchers, real people right. have said that's the worst Christmas song.
It's very
That's
violent.
A real thing. BuzzFeed or somebody put out a list, and that was the worst one.
And you're saying that their scientists are better than T-Hacks?
Without exception, yes.
Perfect.
I did give the disclaimer. It's close to the holidays. We're missing a lot of guys off the research team. Right. So this is... we're doing our best.
I will tell you. I'll debate. We can debate it. Whether Grandma Running the Reindeer and the Alvin and the Chipmunks... They're neck and neck for 1 and 2, but the fact that there's still 4 more to go means that this is the dumbest. Like, you've done dumb things. This is dumbers.
But, well, thank you, kind of.
Sure.
How does this survive? That's what I don't understand. It's like an old song that just won't. Who likes it?
And now it's just tradition. It's one of those things.
Over?
Where, yes. Everybody's like, we hate this, but it's like, well, we haven't heard it yet. So
I don't listen to it choosingly.
Yeah.
Do you believe that's a word?
Willingly?
That's what I was looking for.
Ladies and gentlemen, choosingly. I rest my case. Anything you say from here forward, I'm just going to go,
The top four, the worst Christmas songs. Number four is All I Want for Christmas is My Two Front Teeth.
Huh.
Spike Jonze.
Is that who did that?
That's what the research team was able to come up with.
Can anybody sing that? Because I've got the melody.
All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth. My two front teeth.
Is my two front teeth.
And you just
I actually don't know.
Going.
Yeah, it's just that. And so while Hippopotamus, you're asking for way too much, your two front teeth, you can ask for more than that. It's Santa. I mean,
and you know what? My God. They should grow in.
Yes, you're wasting a wish.
We don't know. Maybe they have the same thing that the Stranger Things kid has.
Maybe.
Also, hello.
Yeah, I forgot what he's called. But he's also missing his clavicles as part of it.
His clavicles?
Yeah.
That's why Jello up there?
That's why he can, his shoulders touch in the front pretty much. Oh. You guys haven't seen that?
So he just goes on, television? He goes on with Graham Norton?
He did it with Jimmy Fallon.
And claps his...
Okay. I mean, yeah. Maybe there's still stuff there.
Choosingly, it is a word, an adverb. Meaning in a deliberate,
selective
way. Can I just
say this? They do that in the dictionary every once in a while where it's like, you know all the morons who say supposedly? And do we think supposedly is a word?
In a choosy manner.
Supposedly. Is it a word? Yes or no?
No.
It's in the dictionary. Because it's like, if it's supposable, then it's supposably. Okay. So just because you found it doesn't mean you're less stupid.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. The whole premise.
Yes, sir. Oh, my God. And then you're going to do that to try to...
Yes, boss.
Okay. The whole premise is just...
Oh, okay, princess.
All right.
Okay.
Just seems like it's more of a tooth fairy issue than a Santa issue.
Dude,
No, I'm with him.
Number three.
Red and green M&Ms.
I know.
Come back over.
I know.
Number three, Erica, you're on my side. I saw Mommy kissing Santa Claus, the Jackson 5. Get rid of it.
It's offensive.
What were we ever doing?
I don't remember the Jackson 5 version.
Well, who else?
Michael.
I saw Mama kissing Santa.
Right. And you know what?
It's
not a time for adultery.
Even, Santa.
Guys, I think Dad, he knows Santa. It's not
adultery. And he's cool with it?
No.
And he's
rides in Santa's suit. It's not Santa.
I think it's Santa.
No. And it goes back to Santa Baby. Santa's married.
He is, and he can't, busy, selfish. He can't do that at everyone's house, right?
He can.
I don't know that that's my problem.
If Santa could deliver all the presents, he's got a little extra time.
He's letting people borrow his suit.
I don't think so.
Is the one song about is that a Christmas song?
Which one?
It's like, baby, it's cold outside?
That's the one that Zooey Deschanel did.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one.
Not great.
Okay.
I hate that song.
I do too. I've always found it odd.
That was number three?
That was number three.
Okay.
Two more left.
Okay. It's now the two more. Okay.
Number two. I'm so sorry, Aaron. Wonderful Christmas Time.
Paul McCartney.
Oh, wow.
Simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
Why?
For one of the greatest lyricists of all time, give it another take. Just maybe add some more words.
You don't understand what it takes.
He does say it a lot.
What does it take to make a famous Christmas song?
Is it repetition? Is that what you're going to say?
Now bring us some figgy pudding. Now bring us some figgy pudding. Whatever it is.
Silent night.
Like, you just keep repeating things. Like, Christmas songs are just beat you in the face with a premise. So he was brilliant at this.
Yeah.
You have angered the gods
with that one.
You don't find it annoying? It's just
tiny little bit.
Really?
That is a great, well-written song.
Mm-hmm. Have you guys seen that joke where it's like, this song sounds like people are having a meeting, like a cult is meeting, and someone walks in on them because they're like, the moon is right. The time is now. And then they keep going back. It's like, the verses are kind of creepy.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, someone's here. Simply.
So whose side are you on?
I'm with you.
It's a good song. Okay.
Number one.
We're out of time. You're going to have to.
That's not the song.
Just email T-Hack. He'll give you the last one. We got to go, man.
No, come on.
No, number one. The worst Christmas song. Speaking of, maybe give it another go. Maybe write some more lyrics.
Oh, no.
Maybe try to find a rhyming word. Number one.
I can't with you.
No, this one's good.
Last Christmas, Wham. Also, give it up, man. It's been a year. All right, get over it.
What are you doing?
Last Christmas, now I'm over you. No, you're not. You're singing about it.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
There's going to be a fight.
Okay.
I just want you to know what you just said is wild to me.
I don't know if I 100% agree with what you just said, but in this given instance, yes.
There's a dude who has refused to shovel snow and makes his wife do it.
Kind of, that's the story.
I just read the headline, that's all I need.
Like Aaron's tisking him.
What? Tisking who?
The guy who refuses and makes his wife do it because that's crazy behavior.
Yeah, but you're like, you don't care or you do care?
What do you mean?
Do you care if she had to shovel the snow?
Yeah, because he was home and available.
Okay, so maybe we're not going to fight. Keep going. Well, you said it's none of my business. And I'm like, it's everybody's business.
It's if my fiance.
Man.
Yeah, if any man in my life, I guess, was home, available, and able-bodied to shovel snow.
Okay.
And he said, I don't want to. You do it. Yeah, it doesn't hit right.
This guy had a previous agreement because he's a outsource it guy. He's like, I'll just pay for help.
Sure.
She said, I don't want to do that. And he says, well, then you can take over the guard or all the yard work or the chores, all that. I won't pay for help. And then all the money that we save, you can spend however you want.
Okay.
So that was like
the
deal they made of like, we'll save a bunch of money if you want to take it on and then you can save it. And so then when it snowed, he normally hires the teen down the street who wasn't available. And so he said, I want to hire someone to help. And she said, no, I'll do it.
I just want to say this. Like, if I rolled up to Erica's house, if she invited me over like she always does, I'm constantly being invited over
really
for dinner parties.
He always says no.
I literally don't even know what part of town you live in.
Yes, you do.
I have a vague, I know it's where there's a lot of crime. I know if I needed meth, mm-hmm. I would have to go near your house.
Well, it spiked when she moved in, too. That's a weird thing.
Dark. But I'm just going to say this. Let's pretend you're having one of your fictitious dinner parties that I'm not invited
to. We don't have a dining room, so we can't, but yeah.
I have a dining room and I don't use it. If you came over to my house for dinner, we would just be on the island.
We don't even have
And he means the island. Estate.
Sorry.
It's out in the moat.
Yeah. If I pulled up to your house and you were outside shoveling.
Right.
Dane is not a small person.
No.
Mm-hmm. I'd go in and rough him up.
Yes. This is my point.
I would be like, Broseph. I'd be like, show me the cast.
Right.
Show me something.
Now,
like, what are you, like, oh, no, I was just taking a shower. It's like, no.
Right.
No, you weren't.
He does everything in our home. Like, I need to be more helpful. That is maybe a resolution from here on out. But I have, like, tried, when we had that big snow, I shoveled a little bit, and he's like, you don't need to do that. Let me do it. I'm also a California girl. He's a Michigan guy. I have no business shoveling snow.
With all due respect, you're probably doing it wrong.
I'm probably making more work
for
him.
You are definitely.
Absolutely.
Like shoving stuff into the right. It's like, oh my God, I don't have to undo all of that.
Right. Like but I just think if you're, I'm sorry. This is where my feminism ends.
Yeah, this is real weird because that is Erica talking.
If you are a man, you're home and you're able to do it, why is your wife? Like, that's, would you ever send AHAC out into the...
No. He says his kids, though.
Well,
they insist, and I have to undo everything they did.
It's just like having an Erica at home.
Yeah. No, I could never. And for a multitude, I wouldn't want her doing it. I also would not want the neighbors, like you said, I would not want the neighbors seeing that. Oh. I would not want them thinking that Hack lets his wife... There's no way. It's just like, that's my responsibility.
And I don't think that's...
Then I'll take care of it.
Is that chauvinistic? Is that misogynistic? I don't think it's any of those things. I believe if you have
chivalry.
A feminine energy in your life,
right.
You don't allow her to do things like that.
What if we slipped and cracked our head open?
Exactly. I'd feel terrible.
I have tried. Yeah.
And also, what am I doing inside? Am I just watching her shovel from inside? I
don't hate that, though. There's something good about that.
Okay. Missed the spot.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
The other thing that I want to say, though, the piggyback to this, if I came to the same dinner party,
right,
or whatever, dinner's over, and I see Dane doing dishes.
Oh, hold on. You have to be kidding.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
I got a story. I feel like I've said this before. If you're committing a crime, don't commit another crime. Because then you just...
Double trouble.
But I'm already in the mood. You know?
Right.
Sure. Okay. Sure. Okay. Thank you.
I've got a story that is just rubbish. I don't even know why I chose that word.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story's out of the UK.
Oh, pop up to the Queen.
Oh, hello. Yeah.
Hola. Governor.
Governor, indeed. But what do they call... My accent's horrible.
What do they call?
What do they call the policemen in the UK?
Policemen.
Oh, policemen. Okay. Well, there's a man, an 86-year-old man. Oh, yeah. Yeah,
copper.
Copper.
I don't know what's happening here.
Me bobbies?
Either. Bobbies?
Oh, potentially.
Yeah. Bobbies.
Oh, he's a bobby.
Or so
the bobbies. They're kind of mean
Constable?
Over there.
Sorry.
Okay. An 86-year-old man.
Okay.
Was just having a walk, and then he had a rest.
Okay.
And something flew into his mouth.
Ew.
And he like
thought,
a bug?
He thought, bugger. Right? And he spit it out.
Mm-hmm.
He spit out the leaf. And you know, sometimes...
Oh, it was a leaf.
A leaf.
Okay.
Yeah, but spitting is disgusting. And some people definitely could agree that spitting should not happen. Yeah. And maybe people should get fined for spitting.
Okay.
Apparently in the UK, you can get fined for spitting.
What?
Because this 86-year-old man who went... bugger. police officers, the old coppers, they approached him.
The bobbies.
They said, sir... That will be $335.
You're spitting out a leaf?
He thought they were joking and called one of them a silly boy.
And they shot him.
No.
Oh.
When he realized they were serious, they handed him a ticket and he was able to get the fine reduced to $200, but he is expected to pay it.
For spitting out a leaf.
For spitting out a leaf because you can't. No spitting on the street.
If a bug flies in my mouth, I gotta swallow it.
I guess so.
Huh.
Or if anything else happens.
Note it. I'm not the one who took it there. I am not the one who took it there.
Slacker. My mom listens to this show.
My story is from British Columbia. Hello. No, that's actually in Canada. It was a trick. I tricked you. Oh, I tricked him.
Give me some maple syrup.
But why are you still doing the British accent?
I don't know.
It would be like more, or even French. More acceptable.
Give me that maple syrup.
C'est la vie.
I don't know. Yeah.
C'est la vie. C'est la vie. That's just the way it goes. Anybody remember that song?
I do, yeah.
No. I'm thinking of C'est la vie by Bewitched.
Yeah.
Okay.
Say you want. Okay. Say you do what I know.
Driving around British Columbia with a carload of drugs.
Oh.
And he would have got away with it, but he decided to road rage a tiny little bit. He got mad and flipped off another driver directly in front of the bobbies. The bobbies pulled him over, and he's like, did you pull me over for flipping that guy off or for the 29 grams of cocaine? 13 grams of cannabis.
Oh my gosh.
And the cash I got in the car. They were like, we didn't know about that, but now that we do.
Yeah.
Sorry, in Canada, it's... In Canada, it's illegal to flip someone off while driving?
I think if you just cut off a police vehicle and
like
gesture with
driving.
Them,
yeah, okay.
It's aggressive driving, so... He's going to jail.
Yeah.
Are we done?
Yeah.
You guys want to sing another stupid song?
Say you will, say you won't, say you'll do what I don't.
For today.
KALC and KALC HD1, Denver Boulder.
The Slacker Show.
Broadcasting from the Belco Credit Union studios. Bank like a Colorado local with Belco Credit Union. Visit Belco.org today.
Insured by NCUA.
Alice 105.9.
Always free on the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.